Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad. A mess.
That's President Trump and what is being called the craziest, the wackiest, the most bizarre and entertaining press conference maybe a president has ever given. If you didn't see it today, it is must-watch TV. It was part pantomime, part Saturday Night Live script. It was so interesting, and it was so weird, and it was just so surreal at times. He was all over the place. He was up, he was down, he was sideways. I did this, and I did that. Look at this, and look what I got. Oh, my God, here I come. You guys are all liars. And it didn't matter. He went after everybody. If you were, he has set it up now where the fight is on between the media and his administration. They are going to fight. This is what he wants. This is my thing, which I think he's okay with. He likes chaos. One of those guys that thrives on chaos, that is going to enjoy the chaos that he has, that's going to continue to push the chaos. He likes to be in the center of it. He likes to be in the eye of the storm. He likes people to compete against each other. And I've worked with people like that. Everybody's known somebody like that. I think he thrives off of it. But he's not going to take any crap. And that's kind of what he was about, right? Like, that was his whole thing. Like, here I am. I'm running for president. This is who I am. If you get in my face, I'm going to get back in yours. I won't strike first, but if you strike at me, I'm coming, and I'm coming full throttle. And that's what he has done. And everybody who has been around him, I think some people thought, well, maybe he's going to pull it back a bit. They're going to rein him in a little bit. But he went to D.C. to shake things up. He didn't go there as a president for the political establishment there. His thing is, I'm a president for the people. And I promised a lot of things. I'm going to do all I can to deliver these things. And this is what you're going to get. But you can't start saying you inherited a mess. Everything's true. I inherited a mess. Every president inherits some sort of mess, right? W didn't inherit a huge mess, but you know what he did get? He got 9/11. You know what Clinton didn't get? He didn't get 9/11. He didn't. Obama got a nasty recession, and he reminded us to the day he left office that he came in the worst recession / depression since the Depression. Plausible deniability. Couldn't do anything. I have to deny that I did any wrongdoing here. I tried my hardest, but the fact is, this was all kind of, you know, everybody else's fault. He's setting it up, so he has built in somewhat excuses. That's true. I don't care what you say. People are going to come after me. People are going to yap at me. People are going to say I'm horrible. Chad, you don't even know. Look, I want him to succeed big time. I want him to follow through on his promises. I am behind him 100%. But I think the way he handles some stuff today is not going to do him good in the long run. And you have to remember, you're handling things a certain way, but you're also sending people out there that don't have the same mentality, that don't have the same understanding of what you're trying to do. And when you send them out there, they're at times failing your thought process because they're not on the same thought process as you, the same wavelength, and they're having to clean up some of your mess. I want him to succeed. Hell yeah, I want him to succeed. And if you don't want him to succeed, that's un-American. But I think he does need to figure out a way to coexist with the media. But this whole I inherited a mess thing, I don't buy into it. Everybody coming into this position realizes eventually this job is much bigger than they thought. It's a little bit more daunting than they thought. Being the leader of the free world is very daunting. Having people have a disdain and hate for you in both the media and hundreds of thousands of people marching on a weekly basis because they don't like you. It can be a lot. Plus, you got people inside the Beltway who want to fight with you all day. It's very daunting. But everybody coming into this thing is getting some sort of mess, right? Nobody's wandering into the perfect scenario. Nobody is. None. But don't build in the excuse. You wanted this. Show everybody what you're capable of. Show everybody what I think you're capable of. But he says that we've got the biggest mess, and then he comes out and he says something like this.
We have made incredible progress. I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
That's true. I think he's done a lot. If we're honest with ourselves, there has not been a president that in these first, 30 plus days almost here, 20 some days, that he has gone out and he has pushed his agenda and he's pushed things as fast as possible and he is riding harder people than they've ever been ridden before. And he is going. Doesn't mean it's all coming off, but he's doing it. But there are things out there. We're still looking for the repeal and replacement. I look at the Republicans more than I look at him for that. Because you guys have been there for 7.5 years after Obamacare came into fruition. It was eventually rolled out. Your ass can get on it. But the taxes, regulations, you're trying to roll these things back. People want to see a plan. Businesses want to see a plan. We're all ready to see something. But this press conference today was, again, he was part villain. He was part, he was on offense as much as he was playing defense. Offense is fun, right? It's easy to be on offense. You ask anybody, man. You make your money in sports playing defense. Offense is easy. But he was on offense today. Some of it was weird. Some of it was wacky. And as I've told you before, he's letting people know, the people that voted for him, that this is fake news, that these people are out to get him, and he is not taking anything from them. And I understand some of that stuff was fake news. Some of that stuff was BS. But there's fake news everywhere. And it's not always as fake as everybody thinks it is. Half reported, that's true. But it's not always fake news. And when you delegitimize our judicial system and our media, even though, let us decide that in some ways. Because when you go out and do something like that, that's not good. Because then we have activists rather than people that are legitimate news people and journalists. I'm just saying. Here's what he thinks of the media.
Many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth and will not treat the wonderful people of our country with the respect that they deserve.
Now, I'm going to tell you, let me decide. But not everybody. Here's the problem. Here's a perfect example today. I was talking about, Phil sent me an article about Nestle leaving California. It was on the Blaze. I looked up 5 or 6 or 7 other articles about Nestle, the candy bar maker and everything, leaving California for greener pastures. And the way that things can be twisted. And we talked about it yesterday with the guns, right? With the guns. People who are mentally ill can now get guns. That was the headline in Yahoo. But then you come over here and you're like, you read the article and you start to realize that, the way that you've put this and the way that you've phrased this, you've given part of a story, but you've not told the whole story. It was the same thing with the Nestle one today. Nestle. And L.A. Times, they spun it as, oh, my goodness, Nestle's leaving California because they want to be closer to their manufacturing, and that's why they're leaving. While you look at several other articles, and people in Nestle are like, we're leaving because of the burdensome tax regulations, the being sued all the time by the environmental wackos out here, the fact that it's not business friendly, the fact that there's cap and trade, they're always making us do more and more, and we're getting less and less. We spend double for electricity. L.A. Times. And yes, they did say, and we want to go to be closer to our manufacturing, which was all out here at one time. But we want to be closer to our manufacturing. But the manufacturing moved because of all those other things, and then they moved. The story had real things in there, but not the whole story. And that's what we get. When I tell people, when I look at the fake news world that's out there, a lot of it is you get a half story. And most people don't have time or want to read three or four articles to try to decipher exactly what the real story is. And that's frustrating. It is. And as somebody who's been interviewed on several occasions and misquoted, or somebody who's spent day with the person who's interviewing, doing all kinds of things, and then when you see it come out, you're like, none of the stuff that we talked about is in there. And the stuff that is in there, you've taken massive liberty with certain things, and you've put them in such a way that it's completely out of context. So I understand the frustration. I do understand the frustration. But also, let us decide, Mr. President. You don't always have to tell us that everybody is fake news who doesn't agree or has a comment that's against you. We're big boys and girls. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It is a day without an immigrant. That was the big thing today. How did it do? We'll talk about that, as well as bullying. It's ugly, it's nasty, and now somebody's been charged with manslaughter. And I think rightly so. Chad Benson Show.
Blah, 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 blah. He's Chad Benson.
You tweet at me at Chad Benson Show. You can text the program 323-538-2423. So Bob Harwood says he doesn't want the job for National Security Advisor. What? You know why? You know why a lot of these guys don't want these gigs, man? Here's the thing. I think people are looking at this and you're starting to go, being associated with Trump is going to give me extra scrutiny. And I'm trying to remember, did I say something to somebody at 24 that is now going to come back and bite me in the ass? I had a little fling with somebody when I was 27 and married, and it's going to come out. I employed somebody, and I'm not quite sure they were legal. I did something, you know, back in the day that people are going to, this is going to come out because it's unclassified now, and it may not be something that people are going to understand. This is the issue, right? This is the issue you have when, and you're going to, and this is part of why when you go after the media, they're going to put extra scrutiny into stuff. They're going to look harder and deeper. They're going to go fine-tooth comb rather than just a quick glance. Got to be aware of that. Have to be aware with that. You text the program. People are mad at me because I am... Look, if you listen to my show, God bless you. Thanks so much. We're not always going to agree with stuff. But I listen to a... I'm a fan of talk radio. I am a fan of talk radio. I am. And I will tell you this. I read a lot and I listen a lot to a lot of different people. Not always. But I do know people in my industry because I talk to them a lot. And I will tell you, I am not the blank kind of, you know, I'm going to give him just a pass on everything. And it's all to me. It's just, you know, there is no bad. The bad over here is a blank screen because there is no bad. And over here, the good is just filling up, right? That's not who I am. If I see something that I think is wrong, I'm going to point it out. I'll tell you, I support the president. I want the president to be a success. I'm behind him 110%. But when, it's like, right? You love your kid. You love your kid. But your kid's going to make mistakes in life. Your kid's going to make some mistakes in life. And when your kid makes a mistake, you talk about it. You're disappointed. You point out the mistake. Doesn't mean you don't love your kid. Doesn't mean you don't support your kid. Doesn't mean you don't want your kid to become a success. It's the same thing. I want my president to succeed. People are tweeting at me. They're mad. I don't know, man. Donald Trump condemned Hillary Clinton's lack of security. He condemns the breaks in national security. Absolutely, he can condemn it. 110%. I have no problem with that. But this wasn't about that. You can't praise, though, WikiLeaks for leaking stuff and then get mad when stuff gets leaked about you. And all the while, you're attacking the people that are supposed to be on your team. The press conference today was crazy. Another tweeter, I'm usually a big fan of your show, but tonight was a little disappointing. The mess was a divided country. True? When are we not divided? Right? When have we not been somewhat divided? It's pretty much 50-50, if you will, as far as, you know, Democrats and Republicans with some independents, some libertarian, and some kooks. It's always, now it's a little bit louder than usual, but it was like this before. It was. Every president gets handed some sort of mess. Everybody does. You don't think Reagan got a mess? Right? Reagan got a mess. Things started to slow down and turn in a different direction. And then all of a sudden, you know, here comes the first Bush. And then he's got a crazy guy like Saddam. Boom. Clinton comes in. He's got a, comes in behind there. Little bit better. Not, but still somewhat of a mess. Next thing you know, boom. He hands George W. Bush a little something something. Wasn't horrible, but it had its issues. Stock market had boomed and then collapsed. The bubble burst, and then all of a sudden 9/11 came. Obama had a big mess too. But you can't blame everything. You wanted to be in charge, you're going to be in charge. And I think he's going to do a fine job. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. But in saying all of that, there's not a blank, you know, canvas here where I can't write stuff down because I'm prohibited from doing it. If something goes wrong, I'll write it on that blank canvas. You did this wrong, and I'm going to point it out to you. That's why you listen to my show, because I'm not going to feed you the BS. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Another texter writes in, what do you mean somewhat divided? Been incredibly divided, heavily fueled by hashtag Obama, Holder, Lynch, CNN, MSNBC. You're just feeling it now from a different side. Because I had friends who were conservatives who could not stand Obama and wanted him to fail at every turn. I had friends who are radio hosts, big-time radio hosts, who could not stand Obama and wanted him to fail at every turn. You're on a different side now. You're on the defensive side instead of being on the offensive side. Look, Obama did a lot to fragment us and to break us apart and the ideology. But I'm not going to blame everything solely on him. Republicans did a lot, too, to push back. So it's a give or take. You're just seeing it from a different side now. You're seeing it from a different vantage point. You're now getting what was being given, if you will. You were giving it in a much different way 4 years ago, 8 years ago. The GOP and the Republicans set up shop, and they fought at every turn. You expect your party to do that. Now, I expect after a while you also compromise and you try to get stuff done and not have gridlock for the sake of gridlock so you can please a few shouting people. But you're on a different side of things now, where you're in charge and now you're getting things fired at you. and you're not used to that. It's been a while since you've had the arrows, if you will, fired at you. You were firing the arrows before. Not saying Obama didn't play a huge part in that. Not saying Holder didn't play a huge part in that. Not saying the way that the media gave him a pass and did some stuff that I sit there and scratch my head. I'm not saying that there wasn't movements that were created out of false narratives that didn't play a part in that. But I wouldn't be truthful if I gave you half the story. Again, we're not always going to agree on stuff. But I'm not going to give everybody free passes. I don't do that. You wouldn't like that. I wouldn't respect myself and you wouldn't respect me. Got to look at every side of a story. We can't just pick and choose all of the story we want. I like this side and I like, it's not a menu. I want this, this, and this, and everything else you can go away. It's not the way it works. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. It was take, no, it was not. It was not, stop saying that, Phil. It was not take your immigrant to work day. It was immigrants are off today because they're mad at the country day. Is that what it was? That was a horrible hashtag. It was national don't go to work today if you're an immigrant day? Something like that? I'm not quite sure. But today, immigrants decided to strike, both legal and illegal immigrants, as a show of solidarity to fight the man. It's actually a day without immigrants day. I've got a poll up right now. You can take the poll. Do you think hashtag day without immigrants will have any effect on people's mindsets, legal and illegal immigration? 82% say, no way. 18% says, yes, it will. I tend to think it's not going to really have that much of an effect on people. Are you really changing the way you feel based on today? Day Without Immigrant was to show everybody that they have spending power, to show everybody what they bring. The problem was it was horribly put together. I didn't know until last night that it was happening. And I scour the news. Producer Anthony and Phil will tell you that producer Anthony loves it when he can send me a story that I have not found. I look everywhere. I read everything. Doesn't matter where it comes from. I will read it. I look and I didn't know much about this. Now, I knew last night that the March 8th was going to be the Day Without a Woman Day, right? We knew about that. But I did not know about this. So I don't think it was well organized. I think only a few cities kind of acted upon it where they closed some of their things. I know a few McDonald's across the country closed because they were having trouble getting some people coming into work and whatnot. I don't think it had the effect that they wanted it to have. But the frustration level's up to here with everybody wants a day of something. Today's National Almond Day. Maybe we should strike. People are not needing enough almonds. Today was National Read Out Loud Day. I don't even, what is that even, what? What is, who, what? National Read Aloud Day? If you read aloud in the middle of somewhere today, people are going to think you're insane. Who came up with that day? Why would you come up with that day? I'm just curious. Like, Talk Like a Pirate Day is fun. National Read Out Loud Day is just stupid. I mean, would you agree, Phil? National Read Out Loud Day is kind of stupid.
Absolutely, because I don't read anymore. I listen to books.
I know. That's right. Here, let's read something out loud for you. It's so weird. But all of these people want specific days. All of these people need something. You want to know what division is about? By putting yourself in situations where you feel I can go protest based on my specific gender, my ethnic identity, my religion, my sexuality. Enough of that. That's not bringing us together. It's not. What's the whole, I mean, what is it you're looking for? That was it today. Like, my thing is I read several things trying to figure out, okay, what is the point of today? Some people say, well, it's to show that immigrants bring a lot of things to the table. Okay, I get that. I don't think we all really, we didn't know that. I mean, there's some people out there, but you're not going to change their minds, right? You're not going to change some of those people's minds. The people that already are over illegal immigration and want everybody shipped out of here, them not showing up today to work isn't going to change people's mind. They're like, well, I didn't know this was going to happen. So, yeah, I better get on the right track and start, you know, really, you know, supporting people. Nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The show of solidarity. We need a show of solidarity. We need it. You know what? It's to me, it's a way to use people to further some sort of weird agenda that you have and to make yourself more self-important. It's not solving anything. People know what they bring to the table or they don't. Right? You know what somebody brings to the table and what they don't. You can, and if your boss doesn't appreciate you, then maybe you go find somewhere else to work. But you know what you bring to the table. People know what you bring to the table. And I find this stuff, I find all this wackiness is to me, it's more divisive than anything else. And, you know, a day without a woman, I what does that mean? Somebody tweeted out last night, I hope it finishes at 5 because that dinner's not going to cook itself. Which was funny, and I didn't say it, but somebody's going to get mad and think I did. But I've talked to several women over the last day, and all of them think it's stupid. What is it that you want? I'm curious. Like, a day without a woman, why is it you want it? What is it supposed to prove to me? That women are special and that women bring stuff to the table? I know that. You know that. You're smart people. You get it. What is it that's bringing it to the table? That's my thing. Why are you, what is it that you're bringing to the table that I need to go, whoa, I didn't know that. Really what it is we don't like this president. So we're going to take every chance we can to march against him because he is a misogynistic, patriarchal, sexual abuser, racist, evil, warmongering, rich white man, and we'll attack him at every turn. That doesn't get you very far. People get bored with that really quick. Because people stop seeing you as somebody who has a cause, and they start to see you as somebody who's just whiny. Food for thought there. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can tweet the show at Chad Benson Show. Please do. You can also go like the page. That's 323-538-2423. Wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We're wrapping it up here on a beautiful Thursday. Texting, tweeting, it's all happening right in my face today. Love it when you do that. 323-538-2423. Hey, Chad, I've chosen my lot with Trump and Pence. Do I like what's going on? Hell no. It's close to the same old same inside the Beltway. I hope it gets better. And I don't claim the left or right as my party affiliation. What does concern me is the mayor of Indianapolis wants to make it a sanctuary city. I get that. What have I said ad nauseum at times? Which is local politics have a bigger immediate effect on your life than everything else. So always be aware of that. Your municipalities, your counties, your states, your cities, your HOAs. They have I will argue you'll have more interaction in your life with your HOA than you probably will politics. It's crazy. Can't paint your house like that. You got a stain on your driveway. Your curb looks a little dirty. The trash doesn't go in there like that. That's politics, and it's annoying. It is. At MLG0298, at Chad Benson Show, the difference is Obama had a news, entertainment, and sports media on his side. Trump has those three completely against him. Who cares? Who cares? Trump has figured out a way to circumvent traditional media to reach the people. He's getting ready to go out and do one of those town hall things where he's going to go out and do it like literally like he was doing in campaigning. He's going to get out in Florida and see a bunch of people. He needs it. I think it boosts him. It gives him a little bit of a shot of ego that he needs, because let's be real. You get beat up. I don't care who you are. After a while, it's taxing. And you need to get out and realize that these are real people. The Beltway is not real people. The Beltway is pretend. The Beltway is full of kooks and crazies. It is a very bright, loud, and busy place. But the reality is, outside of there is who elects you. And stop worrying about what is my numbers today? How am I looking? What does the CNN ORC poll say? What does Pew say? What does Gallup say? What does any of these? Don't worry about that crap. Worry about bringing jobs back, keeping the promises you made, keeping us safe, getting rid of regulations. Focus on the things, because if you take care of all of those things, right? If you take care of all of those things, the rest will fall into place. The media is going to have a hard time going after you if you make it so that things like ISIS are negligible and that we have eliminated a good portion of it, that there is some sort of security that people feel comfortable with, that jobs have returned in a way that people are happy because they're seeing a rise in their income. They feel secure, that the economy is firing on all engines, that you find a solution that's long-term and real for immigration. Doesn't matter what the media says at that point in time. It doesn't matter. Focus on you. Stay in your lane. Everything else will work out. Be a golfer. People always say, do golfers golf against other golfers or do they play the course? Great golfers will tell you, I play the course, because I can't affect anybody else. I can't run over and scream at them when they swing. I can't jump in front of their ball. The only way I could do that is psychologically. If I go out and play a great game and they see that I'm doing great, they'll try a little bit harder. They'll squeeze the grip a little bit more. They will push themselves when maybe they didn't want to push themselves. And guess what? It's a win-win. But when you get to the point where you focus on all of the other things, the ancillary things, the little things that are on the side, you focus on all of these little things, you know what starts to happen? You get away from all of the things that you wanted to do. Watch a baseball game. How many times do you see a guy who's fast and he gets on first base and the pitcher takes the guy on first, he's worried he's going to steal second, and he does everything in his power to hold the guy on first base, and he takes his mind off the batter, and then he serves up a gopher ball, and guess what? They all get a company. Don't be that pitcher. Worry about what you need to worry about. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Oh, my goodness. Do you think, hashtag, day without immigrants, will have any effect on people's mindsets and legal and illegal immigration? So far, 82% says no. I don't think so either. A person named Harley Branham has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. She bullied a teen, a 17-year-old, who shot himself outside of his family's home. She didn't enter a plea. She was released on a $25,000 bail. Preliminary hearing is scheduled for May. The boy's family released a statement. They worked at the Dairy Queen in Glasgow, Missouri, together. And they said it's long overdue, the family. The issue of bullying should be brought to light. He was bullied at school, and co-workers of this young man named Kenny Sutner said that the way that he was treated by her was horrific, including making him clean the bathroom floor while being on his stomach. That was his manager. She threw food at him. She intimidated him. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but that's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. And it's, again, it starts at home. Starts at home. I think that, you know, people say, well, she shouldn't be for, you can push people to do things. It's not hard. I mean, my God, some of the smartest people in America in the 60s were hoodwinked and boom-bazzled by the likes of Mr. Manson to go kill a bunch of people, right? These weren't just run-of-the-mill idiots. One of them was the, wasn't he, was it Tex? Wasn't he at Stanford? Wasn't he the class president? I mean, this was a, you can do things to people. And this was disgusting. Involuntary manslaughter. I wouldn't have sided with manslaughter, but involuntary? Maybe a reach? But I tell you what, sick and disgusting. People are twisted out there. Don't get twisted up in the game, people. That's all I'm saying. Solid fun show today. It's Friday. Donut Friday tomorrow. Make sure you grab yourself a donut on the way to work. Chad Benson will love that. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. For Anthony, for Scotty, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.